Hey guys, it's Gabriel Brown here again, podcast number 8, A Look Into My Life. I've been getting a lot of questions about the Ultra FICO score. I've talked about it briefly in a couple of the podcasts, and so I'm starting to get questions, and I want to share my point of view, which is probably going to be a bit controversial, because if you go to YouTube right now, you'll listen to all of the experts in the credit repair industry or the mortgage industry or whatever industry they're in speaking about how great the Ultra FICO score is going to be for people that need a boost in their credit score or people that don't have a credit score. And I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking, okay, great. That all sounds really good. I'm really happy that we'll all get a little boost in our credit score if we allow banks to view our banking activity. Okay? Now, many of the experts are saying it's only going to have a 10% effect on your score. Of course, the FICO score is made up of 5 components, and the two major ones is payment history is 35% of your score, and 30% of your score is the amount you owe, okay? So if 65% of your FICO score is how well you pay and the amount of debt you owe, the percentage of debt you owe, and now 10% is going to be based on your banking activity, which is your balance activity, your average balance activity. Now, let's go into this a little deeper. I've been talking for the last 18 plus months about my wealth score system and my wealth score academy, where in the system and the academy, I speak of consumer files that are pretty much secret consumer files. That is information that private companies aggregate data reports about consumers and sell those reports to banks, lending institutions, auto dealers, insurance companies, mortgage companies, and other organizations of the like. All right. Now, I've been talking about a banking activity report that's a part of my wealth score system. All right. And I've been saying for the longest time that banks and lending institutions have already had access to your banking activity. You just didn't know it. And I've been preaching this and teaching this, that through sounding the alarm by my offering my Wealth Score Academy and my Wealth Score system, to stop this from happening, to stop banks and lending institutions, auto dealers, mortgage companies from having access to your banking activity without permissive use. It's one thing to give permissive use, but it's completely different if there's no permissive use. Now, if what I'm saying is true, that banks and lending institutions and other organizations have had access to your banking activity report before the Ultra FICO score was created, and as a matter of fact, it's not going to launch until 2019. If it is true that banks have had this information about your banking activity, or companies, creditors, let's just say, have already had your information about your banking activity, and the actual file that I can show you, because I've requested mine, and I can see that big banks that I've applied for credit cards with, auto loans with, and even smaller banks like lending institutions that you see online that are second tier, not first tier, second tier and third tier lending institutions, I see them on this consumer file in the inquiry section. They have made an inquiry about my banking activity, and I can show you the report that shows my banking activity for over 24 months was given to these institutions. So if the Ultra FICO score is going to boost your credit score as a result of having a minimal balance and no insufficient funds or overdraws or whatever the guideline or protocol is that it would require for you to get a bump in your score. Why is that to me something that does not make as much sense when I know that banks, lending institutions have already had access to your banking activity? Essentially, the UltraFICO score will now give these organizations, these creditors, permissive use to access your accounts. And yes, you could have a higher FICO score, but the component that you're missing, or you could get a higher FICO score for giving them access to your banking activity, which they've already had access. The company that provides them this report has been in business over 20 years. So then what would be the reason for the UltraFICO score in my mind? It would be for banks and lending institutions to see what your capacity to pay is. Because now your credit score doesn't matter as much if you have no money in the bank. If you have no reserve to pay for what you're going to get or buy, and you're living paycheck to paycheck with a reserve of $400 in the bank, you're now telling the bank that you're only 1 month away from being bankrupt. I submit to you that the UltraFICO score is the ability for these banks, lending institutions, and creditors to see how many months you have in reserve and to use that to determine what your outstanding debts are, what your ongoing responsibilities are, your rent, your car note, your utilities, all right, your household responsibilities. And then to equate that with the actual amount of new debt or new ability to, or new acquisition of credit, and use that to determine how long will you be able to sustain paying back all your responsibilities based on the reserve you have. So now you're giving the banks a reason to decline you based on one of the five factors of credit. One of the first factors of the five is capacity. Your capacity to pay. So, if I've had an 800 credit score for years, and I'm being declined for credit, the first thing you would think is, that's because you're over leveraged. You have too much credit. No. I have 57 credit cards. Why would I be able to access more than 20? Or more than 15? Or more than 10 credit cards for that matter? Or why would I want that many for that matter? Because I'm in the credit business, and most of the maneuvers I make for credit is to learn how these banks and lending institutions actually use consumer files. And because I know that there's a hard inquiry on my credit report, but I also need to be educated about which consumer files the banks were using. I have over 75 consumer files that are a part of my wealth score system. And I have been checking these files every year to see which banks inquired or which lending institutions inquired, which employers inquired, which mortgage companies inquired, which property management companies inquired. Okay? And I've been keeping a dossier of this information. Now, let's recap. If the UltraFICO score is going to boost your score, And that's a good thing that everyone's going to share their banking information with the banks. When I suggest you do not share your banking activity with the bank, my wealth score system teaches to restrict the consumer files, have the banks only look at your Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion report, and that's the big three, and maybe the minor three credit bureaus. Many of you know about there's three minor credit bureaus that banks and lending institutions use as well. Also car dealerships. Okay? All right? So now let me give you a real live scenario for that. I have a client of mine that was petitioning or applying for a business loan. All right? And he had really strong business credit. His Paydex score was an 80. All right, he had a liquid credit score. Now, when you hear the word liquid credit score, because FICO has a FICO liquid credit score. Liquid in banking means cash, not credit. It's really a liquid cash score. All right, and it's based on how much reserve you have in your accounts, personal and business. Okay. Now, he had a great liquid cash score of 179 or better. I believe it was 179. And he got approved after he had about 40 inquiries on his report, and we had to clean all those up because he had been applying at all these different institutions. And after clearing that up, his scores went to about a 740. And he got approved for $1.8 million. Then he came back to us. He had some challenges where he needed to get $2.2 million, so another $400,000 to do some reconstruction on the building. I think he was buying a building for his business. So we did some more work on his inquiries and tweaked his DTI and some other things. And he ended up getting approved for the $2.2 million. And we did some work on a few consumer files that we knew were being consulted by the bank. Well, he was happy with that. But he went to a car dealership, a Lexus dealership. And he got approved tier one, but the car wasn't available that he wanted to buy. And then he gets a call from the dealership and they dropped him from a tier one approval to a tier two. And they said it was because they found data on one of his consumer files, not on his credit report, but on a consumer file. And it said that he had had a former bankruptcy. Now, he didn't have a bankruptcy on his credit report. So a 740 credit score, he got dropped from a tier one to a tier two, all because information that was on his consumer file, not on his credit report. So if we're only focusing on getting a bump on our credit reports and we don't look at the consumer files that are out there about us, and we're only looking at the major three credit bureaus, not the minor three credit bureaus. And then beneath the minor three credit bureaus are all the consumer files. What use would it make to tell a bank that we have an average balance and show them and give them permissive use to determine what our true capacity is to pay over time? And you tell me that that is to help all the millions of people that don't have a score or that have a low score so they can get more credit. That doesn't make sense to me. Actually, I know better. Because I know that the consumer files are there. And this company that I know, that I reveal to my clients in my Wealth Score Academy and my Wealth Score system, has been in business over 20 years, revealing to banks and lending institutions the banking activity of applicants. Okay? So this is my concern I'm very happy for the ultra FICO score. All right. But understand that your reserve in your account shows your capacity to pay over time. And so don't think that these banks are going to let you have a high FICO score and no reserve. This is just another way of mitigating without them shooting in the dark, hoping you have the money. Okay? Now I'm going to read you what this company says their services, how they list and explain their services. For over 25 years, we have been a leader in technology that helps protect and advance the financial system. We serve as a diverse network of approximately 2,500 financial institutions, government entities, and payment companies. Our product solutions enable real-time funds availability. For a variety of payment types. This is the consumer file that I'm telling you, this company's been around for over 20 years, providing real-time funds availability for over 2,500 lending institutions, government organizations. All right, I just read it for you to know. Yes, Ultra FICO score is going to be great. But I would suggest that if you only have $400 in your bank account, or if you don't have a substantial amount of money in the bank account to show the bank that you're affording the access to your account, that you have the capacity to pay over a long period, you're really going to shoot yourself in the foot. I say the 10% that this Ultra FICO score component of giving access to your banking activity is going to increase your current FICO score. That 10% may have more of a negative impact on your approvals and the amount you're approved for than it has a positive impact. If you want more information about my Wealth Score system or my Wealth Score Academy, or if you have questions and you would like to present those questions to me, you can go to my website, secretwealthscore.com, secretwealthscore.com, and for a limited time there, you'll also be able to get a copy of my book that I published over a year ago talking about the wealth score. I still have not revealed on which consumer file you will find your wealth score, okay? All right, but it's already there and has been around for years. And not many have talked about it. And I'm wondering why. And now everyone is talking about the Ultra FICO score. But again, that information has been, banking activity information has been public for over 20 years. All right. If you have any questions, you can email me. All right. But I suggest you go to get a copy of my book, The Wealth Score Expert. It's going to be available for a limited time. And it's on the website, secretwealthscore.com. Secretwealthscore.com. Look forward to talking with you on the next podcast. Have a great day.